We're talking about fiction and art inspired by science in this hour. For years, the National Science Foundation has helped artists and writers boost their scientific literacy by spending time at the research stations in Antarctica. Novelist Lucy Jane Bledsoe went there, as did composer Paul Miller, known as DJ Spooky.
Very rarely do scientists and artists dialogue. And this program was started to make that happen so that people like me and also photographers, I think a choreographer went once, a couple musicians, go and spend time with scientists doing Antarctic science and then interpret it artistically. The creaking of glaciers and the drip of glaciers and the music of the wind. The wind has this beautiful, high, sailing kind of whisper that is just gorgeous.
The ice itself is a record because if you play the idea of grooves, you know, you can see layers and like rings of a tree, you know, it's just something where things froze and were left as a document. The ice brings all that to home.
The Air Force flies the scientists and workers in, and the artists like me, and flying in on a very clear day, I just couldn't believe how huge these expanses of ice were and how those great chunks of ice are controlling the entire planet. It was this incredible joy and almost tenderness for the continent that I discovered.
The idea was to do an acoustic portrait of the ice. So I walked around with the mini studio and went to several of the main ice fields and tried to figure out how do you get this into something that is both a natural response, you know, but also something that's highly complex. And I want to make my statement looking at this idea of polyrhythm, the wind and the ocean and even the penguins. If you ever hear sounds of penguins, they have a very cacophonous and sort of staccato style of speech. And you can do all sorts of stuff with that. If you're in Antarctica and you hear your one foot put in front of the other, you can just hear that echo around because there's no people whatsoever.
There's never been people there. So it just levels you the minute you set foot on it, in the extremity of the cold and beauty. It has this huge emotional impact. It makes the place a character. Like when you write about New York, you know, you're up against thousands of interpretations of that landscape and the millions of human voices and stories. And that's interesting, of course, in its own way, but you have to carve a story and find the city, find the landscape. Antarctica can't help but be a character in any story told there just because you're living so very, I mean, every calorie you take in, you're aware of. Every calorie you burn, you're aware of. Every piece of clothing. So it's this biological, close to the bone-ness that the place gives you, and you can't ignore it.
The music I ended up coming up with was very minimalist, but also very abstract. And it was also rhythmic in a different kind of way because hip-hop, techno, drum and bass, all these styles come out of the city. And they reflect the urbanism of the reality of city blocks and repetition. But in that kind of landscape, it's a different kind of repetition.
I think I did find my voice, finally, by being somewhere so intensely beautiful. It's interesting, the long-timers who go back season after season, and most the season is usually about 5 months long, they do talk about being addicted. When you live somewhere that intense, it's hard to accept a regular mundane life.
Lucy Jane Bledsoe's novel Big Bang Symphony is about a group of scientists and a composer in Antarctica. And DJ Spooky's Terra Nova, Sinfonia Antarctica, is composed of sounds he recorded there.